it's unclear how much of the commission that was created, how many of their recommendations the president will endorse. It appears that he's going to endorse some, but not all. But we need to remember that that commission had a certain remit. They weren't looking at everything. They were looking at just one part of the problem. On top of that, just because the president endorses it, it doesn't mean that all the steps are something that can happen in the executive branch. There's a whole host of activities and recommendations that require congressional action. And frankly, Congress has, unsurprisingly on this issue, as so many others, has been behind the times. And that's my concern, whether you're looking at the Snowden issue to broader cybersecurity questions. Look, the last time Congress passed major cybersecurity legislation was back in 2002. That's 5 years before anyone had heard of the iPhone, let alone all the current issues of, everything from metadata to a world of Google Glass.
Who do you think, come Friday's announcement, the winners and losers will be? Or do you think both civil liberty groups and the intelligence community perhaps are both likely to be left slightly underwhelmed?
Unfortunately, I think the winners will be the kind of people that are glad that we're having a debate. Mm-hmm. The losers will be the people who want substantive change, whether on the human rights side versus equally on the national security side. The losers have been those that are concerned about important activities from their perspective that have been disclosed. So like so many issues today, I'm one who, it's my field. I love the fact that we're talking about these issues, we're exploring them. But at the end of the day, there's certain steps that need to be taken. Let me put it more directly. The challenge of the Snowden disclosures is that they've included so much data, so much information, and it'll continue to come, that it's been very hard for people to have a good understanding and exploration of them. Because basically, the disclosures fall into three very different buckets. The first bucket is disclosure of, frankly, what I would describe as smart, strategic espionage activities. Spying on clear American enemies. The second category is what I would describe as questionable. Activities that were legally questionable, politically questionable in some way, shape, or form because they involved American citizens either through legal fudging, misunderstanding, misinterpretation, backdoors, use of foreign. However, these are the cluster that's, the questionable side because of its involvement of Americans and the concerns over privacy, you name it. The third category, the third bucket of disclosures are what I would describe as unstrategic, or to be more blunt, stupid. Mm-hmm. And those are activities that targeted close American allies and American technology companies. The problem is when people talk about these and everything from the reforms that we want on them to whether Snowden is a traitor or he's a whistleblower, and if he's one or the other, does he deserve clemency, is that they always pull from one bucket. So the people who feel he's a traitor will talk about the disclosures of these activities, whereas the people who believe whistleblower, they'll focus in on how he's driven a conversation about Fourth Amendment issues and privacy. When we defend them, we, talk about them of, it's key to prevent another 9/11, the bucket number two, when, of course, that doesn't make the Germans feel better about why we tapped Angela Merkel's cell phone. They're like, that had nothing to do with it. It doesn't assuage them. And that's the complexity of this, is because it's involving so much. And again, when we go to these more recent reform recommendations to what the president's going to talk about, they'll mainly focus on one of those buckets, not the entirety of it.